This is John Katzimatidis. We are back and with Lydia Serrani and Ed Cox. I understand on the line we have the country's number one economist in my book. We have Larry Kudlow. How are you, Larry?
Hey, John. Fine. Great. Thank you.
Tell us, what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, the big event this week was Joe Biden bait and switch, double cross on the bipartisan infrastructure gang, especially the five Republicans who were negotiating in good faith, and they reached a deal with the White House, and they met with Biden yesterday, Thursday afternoon, to sign the deal. They went out and announced it in front of everybody, and then 1 hour later, Biden shows up in the White House and makes an announcement that the infrastructure deal has to be linked to the rest of their utopian, crazy, green workers' paradise ideas of another $3 trillion in spending, $3 trillion in tax increases, Green New Deal, end fossil fuel energy, and greatly damage the American economy. I mean, he said one thing, John, and then an hour later says another, which shows, you know what, Bernie Sanders and AOC really are running the White House with their crazy ideas. And the Republicans are absolutely furious, as they should be. And I'll tell you something. We got hold of the notes from Senator Rob Portman, who was a key guy. Portman, a very smart guy and a guy of principle, I might add. And he's got notes. He says the framework includes no income taxes, no changes to the 2017 tax bill, responsible pay-fors, and finally, solely core infrastructure priorities, not human infrastructure. Those were the notes he took from the agreement they reached Thursday afternoon and announced in front of the nation. And then Biden goes back into the White House and an hour later reneges and said, whoops, we won't pass this infrastructure package unless we have the rest of the $3 trillion in spending and the $3 trillion in tax hikes and all of the new entitlement transfer payments that will do so much damage to work and welfare dependency and family unity. I mean,
Larry, Ed Cox here, do you think he got slammed by his hard left in that hour between the doing the deal and making the second announcement that he needs both bills or he's not going to sign the deal?
It's possible. I mean, you could sort of imagine him going back to the Oval and then having a conference call with Sanders and AOC and Nancy Pelosi yelling at him, you did the wrong thing. You've got to go and make a new announcement. We are not going to pass this infrastructure bill unless we have all of our spending and tax increases. But, I mean, I don't know that. All I'm saying is it was an absolute bait and switch, an absolute double cross. And the thing is, it's not going to help him, okay? It's going to make Biden look really bad. Republicans are furious. There are moderate Democrats who signed on to this thing, like, for example, Sinema of Arizona. They thought they had a deal, and now he's saying they don't have a deal. I mean, I have got Portman's notes, and I'm reading this. Solely core infrastructure, not human infrastructure, and no income taxes, no changes to the 2017 Trump tax cut bill. So,
and if there's and Larry, if there's anyone with real integrity in the Senate, it's Senator Portman, and he's not running for office again. There's no reason why he would do anything but tell you exactly what the truth was.
Yeah, I mean, they thought this was good faith, and the thing is, they were, you know, yesterday afternoon, they were negotiating directly with the president. And then they go out in front of the West Wing, in front of the mics, what we call the sticks, and they make their announcement to the assembled political reporters, which means the rest of the world. And Biden, you know, says, yeah, fine. They're all slapping each other's back. There's a great picture of Biden slapping Portman's back. It's fantastic. And then an hour later, he completely changes.
Do you think this administration is crumbling in this way? They just lurch one way and lurch the other. You know, they were for the funding the police. Now they want to fund the police. They were talk about systemic racism, and now they're New York's not the United States is not racist. They were hitting voter IDs before. Now they think voter IDs are just fine. I mean, is this administration crumbling under the weakness of the president?
I don't want to stray too far off this particular topic. I mean, I think it's a very far left administration, and I think it's run by the very far left of the Democratic Party. And I think Eric Adams winning the Democrats in New York City for mayor is a very good sign, at least on the question of law and order. But in politics, in government, let me say in government, listen, I've been there. You can't do what Biden did and not escape the political consequences.
Exactly.
So actually, I would tell you that this tactic he's employed of bait and switch is going to wind up hurting them. And here's something else that's very, very important. You can talk about reconciling $3 trillion in spending and $3 trillion in tax hikes and the Green New Deal and all the rest of the what I call pre-Berlin Wall Bulgarian workers' paradise utopia. You can talk about that all you want. But they don't have a budget resolution. You have to get a resolution through the Senate and House budget committees. All of the relevant spending committees have to come up with their ideas and channel them through. And then they try to construct a reconciliation package between the two houses. They don't have that. They're nowhere near that.
So we're in no man's land.
It's going to take months for this to get done. By the way, I think it's why the stock market rallied today big time, because it's a step back from this crazy, you know, anti-growth, anti-investment, anti-free enterprise agenda they have. They think they got ground. I'm telling you, they lost ground in full public view.
Wow. Wow. So we're in no man's land right now, and we don't know which way we're going, except I guess the greatest thing that could happen right now is impasse, because what the Democrats are asking for is a little bit of craziness.
Craziness. And Democrats who are involved in this infrastructure deal are going to be pretty damn annoyed, because they went out on a limb, as did the Republicans. They went out on a limb. I mean, you got Portman, and you got Bill Cassidy, and you got Susan Collins, and so forth. And on the other side, you've got Sinema and Manchin and a few others. That's why this is going to be so hard for them. Now, Biden calls Senator Sinema of Arizona, Democrat, today to try to hustle her in support of this linkage between the infrastructure deal and the rest of their crazy spending and taxing agenda. But I guarantee you, she is not going to flinch. She put herself on a line. I think even Manchin, who is less trustworthy, is going to have a big problem with this. I mean, you just can't. This is like sophomoric stuff. You can't get away with
it. It's certainly going to make it more difficult to reach any other agreements down the road when something like this happens.
Which is great. Which is great. Because, you know, David, in this game, no news is good news. No get is good get. No reconciliation is great reconciliation. I don't want them to do any of this stuff. I don't want them to transform the American economy. I want to improve the economy. I don't want to transfer the economy. I don't want to transform our social values, our history, our culture. I don't want to transform race relations into some divisiveness that we have today. And I sure as heck don't want to transform anti-growth, anti-investment, anti-worker, you know, the biggest beneficiaries of a low corporate tax are not rich people. They're the blue-collar middle class. 70% of the burden of the corporate tax falls on the blue-collar middle class. If you raise that, you are going to do great damage. And incidentally, a lot of these think tanks, Rice University, the Tax Foundation, the Penn Wharton model, have shown how bad the economy would be if these crazy plans go through. When Trump's tax cut passed, this is why all the Republicans are united. Mitt Romney, everybody, Rob Portman. The cut in the corporate tax of 2017 led directly to the biggest increase in real worker wages in several generations and the lowest unemployment rates for minority groups and the drop in poverty. And these Republicans know that, and some of these Democrats know that. And Biden is trying to overturn it. If he does overturn it, it'll be a disaster. But the great part about this is going to make it harder, and it's to overturn. And that's why I go back to Rob Portman's notes. I'm looking right. No income tax, semicolon. No changes to 2017 tax bill. And then solely core infrastructure priorities, not human infrastructure. So that tells you that they got screwed, but that's not going to help Biden. In the next few months, it's going to create a lot of bad feelings, a lot of divisions. You cannot trust him. It puts him right back in the box. And Pelosi and Schumer are going to make it even worse.
So what are the odds, Larry, that reconciliation does not take place? That would be huge if you think the odds are against it now. As you laid out, all the complications in getting there and after this kind of a wreckage in the Oval Office.
I think, right, you know, I've been pretty worried about it because they got reconciliation to pass the COVID relief bill in the winter, which I thought was a lousy bill, and, you know, with all those unemployment benefits. But I'm saying now it may be 50-50. It may be 50-50. It might even be better than 50-50 that the reconciliation can be defeated. And it isn't the reconciliation per se. That's a means to an end. It's the gigantic increase in social welfare entitlements a la Europe and taxes, tax hikes. The whole country will pay. It's not just rich people who are going to suffer. It's the blue-collar middle class. So in my mind, beating this is a terrific thing. And I think the stock market is telling you that. It's telling you that. The market had a great week this week. It's up 3.5%. The S&P is at a new record. The Dow was up 1,100 points this week. And it's saying, it's saying two things. Number one, the inflation is not happening. And number two, the tax hikes are not going to happen.